Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
My rebel mind. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. Mark chapter 8, verse 32. Can you imagine someone rebuking Jesus? It's even harder to comprehend when we realize that just 3 verses earlier, Peter made such a bold declaration about Jesus more explicitly than anyone else ever had. You are the Messiah. This is similar to what happened when Jesus preached his first public sermon in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Luke tells us that the people went from speaking well of Jesus to wanting to kill him in just a matter of a couple of minutes. Why? How could this happen so quickly? In his gospel, Matthew records Peter's rebuke this way. Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you. Matthew chapter 16, verse 22. This was Peter's response to Jesus predicting his cruel mistreatment at the hands of the religious leaders and his impending crucifixion. In the sermon in Luke chapter 4, the people wanted their Messiah to only focus on the Jews and let the rest of the world burn. When Jesus said he was on mission to save all people everywhere, they were furious with him. They were angry because he wasn't going to do things their way. After all, they probably thought, our way is the most logical way. You and I are in danger of going from praising to rebuking in just a matter of minutes. It can happen so naturally. By naturally, I mean that our sinful nature must not be allowed to get its own way. After Peter rebuked Jesus, he told him, you do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. Our mind of flesh is hostile to the mind controlled by the Holy Spirit. There are things that may seem unpleasant or illogical to my natural mind, but I must not be controlled by that mind. I must listen to and obey what the Holy Spirit reveals to me. That means I must allow my mind to be transformed to the concerns of God. Our daily prayer must be like the prayer Jesus prayed just moments before his arrest. Father, not my will, but your will be done. If I continue to do things my way, my natural mind will naturally rebuke Jesus, and I can go from praise to rebuke in a matter of moments. I don't ever want to be guilty of rebuking Jesus, so I desire to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. I hope you will join me in this prayer.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.